Hello, respected viewers. Well, it was Sunday afternoon when Joe Biden withdrew from the presidential race. And now it looks likely that Ms. Harris will be the Democrats' candidate for the presidency. Of course, she's currently the vice president. So the Democrats move quite swiftly, look like they'll be able to sort this out without too much dispute. The Biden delegates simply transfer to her, and then they don't have to have a party civil war here at the convention. Good news for them in some ways. The only thing is she's a dreadful candidate and her approval ratings are even worse than Trump's. However, now Trump is the one who's looking like a geriatric and she's not. So that's a bit of an advantage for her. I still think she'll lose and quite badly as well. And I'm not certain she'll lose, but let's say I give it a 65% chance. But she really is a vile person, foul, just like Joe Biden. It is sickening to hear people calling Kamala Mamala when she's someone who's advocating vociferously for the mass murder of children. One of the worst people in the United States for this. So that a baby who's 9 months in the womb, a very healthy child, there's no suggestion that this child can't survive outside of the uterus, that she or he be killed, the babies have their limbs ripped off, babies just be torn apart. Babies be asphyxiated, that babies have deadly injections in their hearts, of course, cardiac arrest. She is sick. And that is the sort of sadism that pervades the Democratic Party. Now, her abortion extremism, it really would make some Democrats blanch, but she does not resolve this. So people need to face up to just what a wicked, cruel, sadistic person she is. And I know Joe Biden is just as bad, Gavin Newsom is just as sick, and so on. Now, there's a lot wrong with the Republican Party, like racism, hyper-nationalism, militarism, Trump's mania, his pathological lying, and so on. But the Republican Party is right on one issue, and that's that it recognizes a child's right to life. And don't favor the death penalty, but you know, the Democrats, they would care more about a sick sadistic serial killer who's in prison for kidnapping, raping, torturing to death many people than they would a child, than the most innocent of all. And obviously Kamala Harris's view is allied to racism, the idea that certain humans don't count, that they're just unpeople, or that they're subhuman, and so on. And using this rather thin argument of choice, despite opposing choice in almost everything else, opposing choice of, you know, school for parents, wanting busing so children have to spend hours on buses, being exhausted, wasting loads of public money just for her racist social engineering, and things like that. Opposing people's rights to whatever, smoke and drink whatever they want and take whatever drugs they want and to spend their money that they want, how to use their own choice of words, to flirt and things like that. So she's really against choice, except on one thing. Well, obviously the victims don't get any choice. So she really is morally bankrupt. What a terrible person. And that's it. And the Democrats are largely like that. Most of them are not quite that bad. Someone would resile from going quite as far as this. Now, Trump, he says that, you know, children have the right to life, but he doesn't go all the way as he should do. Now, I don't doubt he's doing it solely out of psychological calculation. It's entirely electoral and cynical. But nevertheless, he did it. And we see the effect that it has. It saved at least 32,000 children in the United States, obviously nowhere near enough. And one of the reasons I used to support the Democrats is, even though the Democrats were very bad on this issue, the Republicans, certainly at federal level, had really done nothing to save children. But when Trump made those Supreme Court appointments, it's finally had an effect of overthrowing this injudicious, legally illiterate decision, the Roe versus Wade decision. And so now there is that right to life. Yes, I believe in reproductive justice in the real sense, because of these babies would only be able to reproduce if they're born and grow up, and they can choose to reproduce or not. That's justice. Murdering a child is not justice of any kind at all. The most innocent people of all be put to death without charge, without trial, just because they're inconvenient or embarrassing or they're disabled or something like that. Pretending that people aren't human when they're in the womb. When if they've got human DNA, they have mothers and fathers, They are human. You know, you were a fetus once, you were an embryo once. We can tell it was you, it was not something else, it wasn't someone else. We could tell that from the DNA, the same DNA you have now to identify you as an individual, the same fingerprint you have now you had then, the same eye print you have now you had then, the same footprint that you have now you had back then. And all right, in the very early embryonic stages, you don't have fingers as such, or even feet, or even eyes. But nevertheless, by the DNA, we know that it's you. So that is Kamala Harris. And she was in charge of the southern border with Mexico. She's been a terrible failure at that one. So that's why many of the reasons I don't think that she's going to win. And her hauteur is rather off-putting. Now, this does not mean I forget how vile Trump is. Trump is a psychopath. He's a pathological liar. He's got a weather vane mind. His unpredictability is very worrying. His wish to betray the Ukrainians, that's all troubling. He's a convicted criminal. He also sexually abused a woman. That was found to the civil standard in a court in New York City, and so on. He's a massive scale fraudster. He's a con man. He's just sick. And what does it say about the United States, a country of 330 million people, that are these the best two they've got to choose from? Wow. It's very dispiriting indeed. So they're both bad. Which is the lesser of two evils? If I were an American, who would I cast my ballot for? And I find it difficult to say, because Kamala Harris, although she's absolutely evil on one issue, she recognizes things that climate change is real and doing us harm and anthropogenic. We've got to do something about it. That there need to be controls on guns to reduce all these mass shootings, or other things like that, or that there should be a minimum wage. There is such a thing as social justice, or that xenophobic rhetoric is distasteful and harmful. So she is a rational, sane adult, which in a way makes her advocacy for child murder even worse, because she knows what she's doing. Trump is so deluded, is so mentally subnormal. He honestly doesn't comprehend these things he's saying. But, you know, she can find places on a map. So I don't doubt that she's a woman of attainments. She's intelligent. She's accomplished a lot in her career as a senator, as an attorney general. So I have an unwilling respect for her in that regard. With Trump, I have nothing but the deepest disdain. He's lied and cheated and stolen his way through life. And he's sick. And it's very lugubrious that tens of millions of Americans, at least tens of millions, will vote for Donald J. Trump. And some of them won't just vote for him. They absolutely adore him. They think he's the best thing ever. They exalt him. They're feeding his egomania. And whilst, what's her name, Kamala Harris is arrogant, Trump's arrogance is just off the charts. He's messianic, calling himself the chosen one, is very worrying. He's clearly suffering from a psychiatric disorder. Even I can tell, I'm not a doctor at all. Maybe pre-Alzheimer's. So, wow. I mean, would I vote for the Reform Party if I was in the United States, a party I somewhat agree with? Trouble is, it's too isolationist. There is no perfect option. So people need to face up to what a very evil person she is and what effect this will have. This will be a death sentence for millions of American children. People say, oh, but if you protect the right to life, all you do is you prevent poor women from killing their children. Well, okay, well, let's go after the rich ones as well. Or they'll just go and do it in another state. Well, not if you ban it in every single state. And they won't always do it. It doesn't save every child, but it does save some. If it saves even one, it'd be worth it. Because then you have to go to another state. Some women change their mind and have the money and they give birth and that baby is saved. That's why we should do it. Or we only prevents safe abortion. No abortion is safe. The death rate's almost 100% for the children. And occasionally, a baby that's who survives. Now, that ought to be food for thought. Are you sad that this person survived? Or are you happy this person survived? So if you're happy, then you want every baby to survive and have no abortion at all. And if you're sad, well, it proves what a foul person you are, because you want to murder children even outside the womb. So that is Kamala Harris. The Americans, they're damned if they're damned. It's a bad person's going to win either way. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. Goodbye.